for years, there's been messaging to consumers that serious cooks use gas stoves.
Cooking with gas. Gas.
Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught.
So what do serious cooks think about gas versus electric stoves? The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant checked in with a cooking expert.
America's Test Kitchen, home of Cooks Illustrated and other magazines, is known for analyzing every variable in recipes, techniques, and tools.
My bed is covered with sous vide circulators and Cambros. I have pizza stones on the floor.
This is Lisa McManus, an executive editor of Equipment Testing, who says her basement, kitchen, and guest bedroom are all full of equipment she's been testing at home since last March. And while she hasn't tested gas versus electric stovetops specifically, she does experiment with cookware and how it works on different types of stoves.
Personally, I love gas because, you know, you're talking like a flame and cast iron, and you put any old cookware on there and it's very primal. You see the heat, you make a thing. You can do things like roast peppers on a fork right on that flame because it's fire. And we all understand from caveman days, fire and cooking.
And McManus's experience matches what cooks hear a lot. If you want to control the temperature quickly, gas works well.
Gas really is very responsive. When you turn it up, it gets hotter. When you turn it down, it gets colder instantly.
Consumers today might have concerns about climate change or indoor air quality when choosing a stove, not just cooking. And most are buying either gas or smooth-topped electric stoves, where the heat source is under a layer of ceramic or glass.
Glass-top electric stoves are one of the most popular things out there because they look really futuristic. They're very smooth. They're very sleek looking in the showroom.
But for McManus, that's the best thing about these electric stoves, their looks. The glass is not a good conductor of heat, she says, and if the bottom of the pan isn't perfectly flat, it will cook the food unevenly. Certainly, McManus is not the only one with an opinion about this. In 2019, Consumer Reports magazine, also known for comprehensive equipment testing, compared gas stoves with smooth-top electric stoves and found electric ranges have a, quote, serious leg up on the performance of gas ranges. While results varied from model to model, Consumer Reports found that electric stoves on the whole were significantly faster than gas stoves at bringing a large pot of water to boil and slightly better at holding it at a low, steady simmer. But McManus says people need to be careful what cookware they use on all kinds of smooth-top electric stoves because they can easily scratch and require special cleaning products.
You have to clean them very carefully. You have to handle them very carefully. You can't plop a big old cast iron skillet down, you risk cracking it.
While McManus appreciates the steadiness of an electric oven, she does still prefer a gas stovetop. And at her house, well, actually, it's still the old school electric coil stove that was there when she moved in. And even if it looks downscale to others, she loves cooking on it.
Let people laugh. I'm still making great food right here. I'm not doing this because it's, you know, in a magazine. This is my house. I'm making my dinner. So, you know, you get what's going to work for you.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
There are links to Consumer Reports research on electric stoves and links to Rebecca Lieber's reporting on the gas industry's marketing influence on gas stoves at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.